in athletics. We're joined by Danny McDade. Good afternoon, Danny.
Good afternoon, Kenny.
Well, Danny, the Inter Firms 5K road race coming up this week again, a hugely popular event, been going for quite a while, and you're hoping for another big night on Tuesday night?
Absolutely. It was first staged in 1978, so there's the 38th running of the event. It was really, it's not very often that we get Inter Firms. It's the only Inter Firms race in the county, and it's the only one sort of outside Dublin where they name it the business houses, where they organise the Dublin City Marathon. And so we'd be the only one sort of outside. But, you know, it was a brainchild of Charlie Kelly and Father Kieran McAteer and the late Dick Duffy, you know, so they were way ahead of their time. We probably ran it before even the business houses were organised, you know. In 1978, the top three there were, yeah, yours truly,
Mr. D. McDade,
Father Kieran McAteer and Michael Cramsey, all under 15 minutes. So there's targets to be met,
yes,
there. And 1983, where you have results there as well, Kenny. There was 200 competed, and the top three again were under 15 minutes.
Did you let anybody else run it in them days, Danny? Or did you keep one on them?
Probably in the early days, maybe not. But I mean, Pat Hagerty was always there. He kept me on my toes, and right, you know, and you know, there was no such thing as an easy run. But you know, the likes of Father Kieran again and Michael Cramsey on the 15 minutes, and you know, I think the top 10 in 1983 were under 16 minutes, going right up to Neil McDade, Neil Martin, James Gibbons, people like that, and people, you know, names that, you know, you wouldn't have thought that when you see them around today that could have competed in this event, you know, yeah, like Father Brendan McBride, Declan O'Carroll, Rockhill House, mm-hmm, Hugo Daly, you know, Charlie Collins, Jim Toner, Seamus McGrory, John McGinley out for Brina there would have ran in the 16-minute bracket as well. You know, I remember the first three ladies home in 1983 were Rosemary Harn, Rose Gavigan, Brady Tracy, you know, all household names,
yeah,
you know. You know, I suppose it was made popular as well in them days by the colourful writing of Michael Cullen. He was our PRO,
yeah,
and he used to write some class stuff on the event, you know. So, we're looking forward to, yeah, another big event, like them years went up to 200, then it fell away for a while, and we were down to less than 100. Now, last year, we're up to 340, and we expect a big turnout the year with the numbers that are competing, like the Northwest 10K, etc., you know, and people are out there and cycling. And, you know, we want to see every firm, and, like, it's the only firm, the only other firms in the county, like I say, and it's, you know, it's the only probably 5K that there's team prizes for. So it's important that you get your teams out there, as many runners as you
what
can.
What is the format, Danny? Many can you have on a team, and many scoring do you need and stuff like that?
Oh, I've let Kieran fill you in on that.
There. Kieran O'Donnell's here as well, yeah.
As many as the companies want to run, but it's three to score, Kenny. And it's very simple. So we're going with the chip timing possibly this year as well, which will make things a lot better. And I suppose picking up from Danny's theme there about numbers, the numbers sort of did dip after a high, I suppose, in the mid-80s. And then in the mid-90s, we thought we had a big achievement if we managed to get up to 100 or more. So, like last year, we had 340, which was we were kind of inundated. It was a big task, I suppose, to get all those numbers processed. So, hopefully, people that are coming will come early. And the chip time will make it a wee bit easier for us, Kenny, too.
And tell me, I know a lot of events nowadays give for runners and walkers. You wouldn't necessarily have walkers in this, would you? Because it's obviously a race.
Not necessarily, but everybody's welcome, Kenny, in any shape or form. I suppose there are a number of races, I suppose, that will be more competitive than others. And then the firms, I suppose, rightly will be regarded. Two reasons for that. One is tradition. I'll say, arguably, it's one of the oldest races and longest established races and most consistently held races throughout the country. And I suppose on that theme as well, we have Kevin Toner, who has ran in all 37 races up until now. this will be his 38th. And,
very good.
He's a mighty man, and he does epitomise everything that's very good about our sport. Mm-hmm. And maybe Danny might maybe want to maybe pick up on that in terms of what Kevin does. I mean, he was on your team in Anpus, Danny, as well.
Of course, Kevin would have been stalwart and got the teams out from Anpus, and would have run in the 16 bracket as well. Nowadays, he's running probably under 20. It's great to have. Of Kevin getting out there every year, and Ivan, his son, is now running, mm-hmm. and would probably hope to figure up at the front this time around, and that's why we're looking forward to it's such a social event as well, mm-hmm. And you say about walkers there, of course walkers are definitely welcome, and you can get your name on when you see that there, the history back from 38 years ago, that the names that are there, the names that I were able to read out there, you wouldn't think their names are going to be recorded in history, it was always one of the races to look forward to, and everybody would base their 5K times on the forums. That is where you get the fast times, and if you want a fast time, the place to be on Tuesday night at 7:30 at the Interferums, and you will get fast, and you get chip timing, and it will be recorded, and it will go down in history.
And where is the course? What does the course?
It's pretty well known. It's the Interferums. We call it the Interferums course. Starts at Dunn Stores and down the Pierce Road, straight to the roundabout at the shopping centre. Turn right out past the IT gates, left at the Port Bridge, round by the Mount Erigal, back of the Ballyrain School,
AT,
and over to back over past the old oat field on your right, and straight up the Pierce Road again. There have only been slight changes in that, because the times we started there years ago was Tony Kelly cars were situated there, and Tony Geller lived in the station house there. And nowadays it's a station house hotel, and the finish is exactly the same place as it was 38 years ago. Adjusted a little bit because there was roadworks, out at the Port Bridge, there was change of the road there, and so we brought it back a little bit where it's starting now, and it done stores. Somebody suggested a few years ago that I was bringing it back as far as I could, so it's my record wouldn't be broke.
But it is why.
Someone reckoned that, next thing I'd be starting out at New Mills. But with chip time and all,
So it's 8 euro per person, and there's...
For every individual, and you can enter as many from your team as possible, and your name, the company's name will appear on the result sheets. It's not a club anymore or that, so your club, and you can have wear your t-shirts, and it's a good social evening as well, that companies come out and they see, and I can assure you it'll be the talk of the office the next day, what time they ran, or who got PBs or that,
And 6 o'clock, they start for registration time, starting from 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and I would urge people to get there early, because there can be big queues for entry, and the race will start sharp at 7:30. It won't be starting at 7:45. That is, it starts, and you've got to make your way from the Aura over to Dunn Stores.
And there's information on the website www.lac.ie.
And yeah, of course. And our sponsors, you can see by that program there, the sponsors. And it's interesting to note some of the firms that was in the town years ago, Brockhill Camp, Oatfield, Post Office Engineer, Doherty's Butchers, that are no more, sponsors that time were County Seats, Sportsman, Sports Centre, Bacon Company. No longer DIY, Lower Main Street, Andy Crumley's. There's a bit of history about the race, since 1985 we've had Hickey, Clark and Langan. They're sponsored. That's 30 years now there with us, mm-hmm. Joe and Mary Langan, and they would have competed in it a number of years as well. And now we have on board Siobhan Bonner and John that proprietors of Hickeylark and Angan, and you know, we're ever so grateful to them for their dedicated sponsorship over many years.
That's brilliant, Danny. So hopefully a successful night then. Registration 6 o'clock. Everyone get there good and early. Registration at the Aura Leisure Centre. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. Yep. Tea and sandwiches served after, and the results should be out within a very short time. You know, with the fact that we have chipped.
So everyone get there as early as you can, and event starting at 7:30, and hopefully as many firms and as many athletes and people turn up and take part as possible. Thanks very much to Kieran O'Donnell and Danny McDade.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thank you, Kenny.